We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Shin Lamed Chet. We've been learning about the different types of hatred and how to overcome it. Sof Davar, bottom line, says the Magen Midovna, page Shin Lamed Chet. Hasinayin lamakom heter, hatred cannot be permitted. Ki lo hutra miklala ne'emar lo tisnat achicha bilvavecha. We have a rule. We don't have an exception to the rule, he says. The rule is, don't hate your brother in your heart. Yeah, we mentioned exceptions, but it's very far-fetched that you'll encounter those exceptions. The people you're actually allowed to hate. So a person should try with all his might to distance hatred from his heart. And to plant love in one's soul. As the verse says, love your friend like yourself. And these two are concepts that complement one another. If I'm focused on hating, I have a hard time loving. If I'm focused on loving, then I can eradicate hatred from my heart. It's a focus. It's a choice we make. It's interesting how upset we can become at someone. Someone says something that we feel is very offensive to us, especially if they say it publicly, we can kill the person. The amount of rage a person has at a moment of anger, the amount of hatred that can swell in a person. So if a person focuses on love, if he tells himself, I got to focus on loving this person. If that's the focus, so then the hatred is pushed aside. And even though the two complement one another, this idea of loving and not hating, when you're focused on loving, what happens is it sort of happens as a grumma. It's a by the way that the hatred falls away. Because the two are really on two different fronts. You will discover in married life that you can love a person and hate a person at the same time. And the two are not really mutually exclusive, but the focus on one eradicates the other. You can have both. You can have moments that you love, moments that you hate. Aspects of the person you love, aspects of the person you hate. And then when you choose to focus on what you love, then the things that you hate suddenly get a lower and lower flame until they disappear. But that's a choice we make. And the two can live together. They can coexist. People sometimes think, I hate her, so how can I be married to her? Sure, you could be married to her. You can hate her and you'll work on it. And as you focus on the fact that you love her, so you'll hate her less and less. People are so surprised when they discover within marriage they can actually hate their spouse. No, you can. It's one of the important rules you have to know. Oh, you're all surprised. Oh, boy, I should have said this all year long. No, because people get very confused. When they sense this bitter hatred, so then they think, I made the wrong choice. No, you didn't make the wrong choice. When you make the right choice, you'll sense that too. But you work on it, and you focus on what's right, and you focus on the love you have for the person, so then that grows. And as that grows, a byproduct, it's not that they're exclusive, but a byproduct of focusing on the good is that the bad becomes less and less important till it doesn't exist. And that's also true about our friends and our roommates and the people we encounter on a day-to-day basis. I could tell you many examples to that, but that's the way it is in life. Yes?
I was going to ask, I'm not sure if it's relevant, but is he saying that it's always a bad thing to just hit somebody?
He says we mentioned exceptions, but they're few and far between. They're very rare, so it's not so relevant to focus on the exceptions. Most of the time, the focus is on love. Obviously, he's not saying someone's coming to kill you. Tell him, oh, I love you. That's not what he's talking about, right? Then, evdel ben mitzvat asezov and mitzvat tefillin v'tzitzit. And this is a very important point. There's no difference between this mitzvah and the mitzvah of donning tefillin or tzitzit. It blows my mind sometimes. People can be so pious about so many things, and this mitzvah falls by the wayside. You know what the difference is? Habit. from the time a person's young, hopefully he has the habit. להניח תפילין וללבוש ציצית ולהיבדל ממחלות אסורות. He has the habit. He dons tefillin. He wears tzitzis. He doesn't eat prohibited foods. ולאהוב רעך כמוך ולשמר מלשנוא אותו, שלט עליך הרגל בהפך. But when it comes to loving one's fellow man, when it comes to being taken care not to hate him, there, unfortunately, we have the opposite habit. We permit ourselves to have those feelings. You know, I found an interesting tool in dealing with this myself. Yeah, I have to deal with myself too, believe it or not. This isn't just about preaching to the crowd. I got to work on myself. So one of the tools that I've found to be very helpful is when I come to Daven Shmoneh Esrei, so if I'm upset at someone, I tell myself, how could you go talk to your creator? You have what to talk about, but you're coming in soiled. You're coming in, you know the anger that's sitting in your heart. I tell myself. So you can make believe, you can talk to God like everything's fine, I have so much to talk to you about, I need your help in A and B and C. Wait a second, but by what right am I expressing myself if on the most basic level the feelings I should not have for a fellow human being I do have? And very often if I could, that'll help me work on myself, because suddenly it's not just an issue of forgiving the other party, it's an issue of living up to who I'm supposed to be, because I'm going to talk to my Creator now, and how can I face Him if I'm not who I should be? So I've found that very often that's a tool I try to use in taking control of myself. Kamishpat bimei yaldut v'ashachut, because everyone knows that this is normal for children and youngsters. Lariv im yeladim anilvim imcha ulitaber imem, to fight with children who they're with, and to get really upset at them. And then you fight with bigger kids until you get into this great habit of hating one another. And what happens is, this is the norm, so it's very easy. It blows my mind sometimes on the social networks how people feel comfortable saying, I hate so-and-so, I can't stand so-and-so. Aren't you embarrassed? We should be embarrassed. It should embarrass us to say we hate someone. Obviously, you're right. There are people we're supposed to hate. People who want to kill us, we have to hate them. What can we do? But I'm talking about within normal society. So why should you forget that all the mitzvahs in the Torah were commanded by the same master? And we can't start dividing them and saying, okay, I keep the 610. The other three, leave them aside. The 610 are good for me. As the verse says, you can't choose and pick. It's a whole way of life, the Torah. We can't pick and choose, I'm keeping these mitzvot and not others. Or HaChayim, it's a whole way of life. So the Magid Midovna concludes this section. He says, be very careful, because you've really destroyed a lot till now. He's talking to all of us. And unfortunately, he says, this is so common in the masses. People are so busy making their livelihood, they don't realize the way of Hashem. You really want to know the path of Hashem? Well, that can only be attained if you work hard. But people are busy working hard at making their living. People only get their basic sustenance after toiling very hard. We're at a point where he says, the prophecy describes people who are drunk but not from wine. He says, that's where we are. We're so busy working to make ends meet. It's as though we were drunk, not from wine, but we're sidetracked by life. And so then we miss this point, how careful we should be not to hate our fellow man. Praised is he who opens his eyes, who focuses leitazer kagibol atzitlikat neshek leilachem nochach hergel, who's willing to strengthen himself, to stand up to the habit, to fight the habit, that habit that we allow ourselves to hate people. And then you can prepare yourself. Life will be sweeter in both worlds, this world and the next world. So he says, yes, this is a common ailment. People hate. They allow themselves to hate. And it's wrong. But people are too busy to stop and think that this is a bad habit. He says, fill your heart with love and friendship to love your friend like yourself. And here he's telling us, he's alluding to a very important point. Generally, if you're busy hating, then you're hating and there's no pause. Okay. We have a very hard time discerning. If you yell at one kid, you have a hard time being sweet to the next one. When your pulse is running and your anger is burning, it's very hard to be kind and gentle and sweet to the next guy. And even if you force yourself to do it, that's not where your heart is. And that's why he says the key here is male et levavcha ahava. Fill your heart with love. It's the type of person we want to be. And if that's the type of person we strive to be, then we can be that to many people. It's a personality type. You will notice that people say, I hate my job, and I hate the ride home in the traffic, and I hate the lousy supper I have to eat, and I hate the fact that my dog puts the fuzzballs all over the sofa, and I hate the idea that the heating in my house doesn't work well and I come home to a cold house, and I hate the idea that tomorrow morning I'm going to start this life all over again. Yes, when people say hate, they have a lot of things to hate. And that's an attitude to life. It's very hard to hate one thing and not the other. Once you're in the hate mode, so then everything's hate. But you can switch it to the love mode, and then you can have so many things be, oh, I love this, and that's great, and that's wonderful. It's an attitude towards life. I remember, it's a decade and a half now. I dated a girl, and just wasn't taking off. So, date one, date two, date three, date four, date five. And I asked myself at one point, why do I want to continue dating her if the chemistry isn't taking off? And the answer was, because everything that came out of her mouth was positive. She was a positive person. Everyone she spoke about, she had something good to say about. Any topic she spoke about, she had something good to say about. She was probably the most positive person I had ever met. So I was interested in dating her again, even though the chemistry just wasn't taking off. Eventually we said, okay, this isn't it. Okay, fine. In my last thought. But I was very taken by such a positive person. And you'll notice, very often, you listen to people, you'll see there's a constant. Male et levavcha ahava. That's why this formula that the Magen Midovna is telling us is so relevant. Fill your heart with love, vididut, and friendship. Le'ehov ra'acha kamocha, to love your friend like yourself. U'tze b'tovato, desire what's good for your friend. And you begin by faking it, and eventually it comes true. It's a very important point. You say, why should I say I'm happy for him? I'm not happy for him. Right, but behave like you're happy for him. With time, you will be happy for him. V'chamol alav b'yom eido. Have compassion over him when things go bad for him. And if you don't, fake it. With time, it'll be real. Don't look at a guy falling and be happy with it. But I am happy with it. Work on it. Fake it. With time, it'll be real. Try to be sad when your friend, who you should really like him like yourself, when something bad befalls him. V'tishtadel alav lirot betakanato. Try to see when he does things right. We try to see when someone does something wrong. Half of what we're reading in the news is how this one messed up and that one messed up. And yes, we definitely have that yetzer hara to read about that. Well, that's what our sages said. Try to see when people do something right. Don't try to be looking when they're doing something wrong. A person should be happy when his friend is comforted. A person should feel elated when he has the connection with his friend, and that's a connection that lasts for a lifetime, when you can really desire what's good for your friend. And that's not easy. Ramchal wrote, you don't find a person going to his friend's marriage who doesn't feel a tinge of jealousy as his friend is getting married. That's a natural human reaction. So we have to work on it. That's what he's saying here. You focus on the positive, you develop the positive, and slowly the negative falls by the wayside. Much of life is a question of what we focus on, and then it ferments. If you focus on the negative, that ferments. If you focus on the positive, that too bears its own fruit.